Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We've talked a lot about the Affordable Care Act in terms of exchanges and open enrollments and all of those important matters. Today, we want to look at another aspect of the Affordable Care Act, and that is the employer mandate. 2016 brings some important changes for employers. We want to get sight of those. And then so, of course, back with us, Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what are we going to see in 2016 that's so critical for employers to know?
Well, it's an expansion of the employer mandate. This is the last implementation piece of the Affordable Care Act. It seems like we've been talking about it for years and years. In 2015, companies with 100 or more full-time employees, or the equivalent in part-time employee hours, were required to begin complying with the Affordable Care Act's shared responsibility mandate to offer minimum essential health coverage that is affordable to their full-time employees or pay certain penalties.
Right.
This January, companies with 50 to 99 full-time or equivalent employees will also have to comply with the coverage requirements for 2016 or be subject to a tax penalty, including for-profit, non-profit, government entity employees, whatever entity you are. If you have 50 or more employees that you're paying that are full-time or equivalent, you have to provide coverage for them.
There are many employers who see this as a key competitive advantage to offer, you know, really attractive benefit. How many employers offer health benefits without this sort of requirement?
We just conducted our third annual survey of employers and found that the percentage of employers not offering insurance to employees dropped to 18%. This is overall, the lowest since we first asked the question in July of 2013. Of those that don't offer insurance, company size was the reason most cited. Smaller employers that want to offer health coverage do have the option of purchasing a plan through an employer health exchange called SHOP. This is an employer exchange, not the
right.
individual exchange. But again, they are not required to do so.
Just, but many do.
It's there, and whether they get it through a SHOP or they get it through the traditional insurance market, they are doing it for the reason you cited. They want their employees to have what they need and not lose those employees to bigger employers who provide those benefits.
So when you look at the health coverage as an essential benefit that prospective employees are looking at, how does healthcare coverage rank in terms of desirability versus other things like 401k plans, for instance?
Well, we did our third annual survey, and we've surveyed both employers and employees and found that health benefits was the second most important consideration for employees after salary, which is pretty surprising. Health benefits even outranked retirement benefits in order of importance for employees.
Wow. Well, we won't tell Catherine Collinson that, who of course is always here with us talking about retirement. But anyway, it's a whole, isn't it? I mean, it's really what do people need to be? And that's why we titled this show Clear Path, Your Roadmap to Health and Wealth, because it's about wellness, it's about health, but it's about long-term financial security as well.
Absolutely. And it's what employees are wanting in a day-to-day basis in their own lives. And so the service we're providing here is to help them get the information they need on both fronts.
Well, thanks, as always, Hector, for these valuable insights and guiding us through the Affordable Care Act and its many dimensions. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.